Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi is here. Dr. Tom Anastasi is a former Dean of Graduate and Continuing Education Studies at Daniel Webster College. He's taught at Boston University. He's taught at Harvard School of Public Health. He's been a business owner just like you and me. He's helped companies. He's always continues to help companies just like yours and mine. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. He's our good friend Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, as always.
Good to have you back. You know, Tom, one of the most important things a leader can learn how to do is have good communication skills, which includes the ability to understand people and know how to resolve conflicts. And this is something that you've done a lot of studying on, a lot of work on, and helping folks. I'd like for you to share some of your ideas with us on that.
Sure. One of the things is that Daniel Goleman, he does a lot of writing for the Harvard Business Review and teaches over at Harvard, has studied a lot of leaders, and what he found is that the most successful leaders were the ones who were able to resolve conflict the best and really understand people the best. He called it emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. and I agree with that completely. But in my studies, what I've found is that people have what's called a conflict resolution style. Most people don't know it. Now, when I teach negotiation in graduate school, I give students a test, and they can find out their negotiation style.
Mm-hmm.
And they are amazed because they don't realize how predictable they are. What happens is that negotiation style is learned, and we learn it through observation when we're very little. And so we tend to solve conflicts in the same pattern as adults that we did when we were much younger.
Now, when I was a kid, the negotiation style I was used to was because I said so.
Exactly. Exactly. And so what happens is that little kids will sit there and watch their parents resolve conflicts, and they'll have that same style. Even though we're more intelligent, we have better verbal skills and communication skills and are more mature, the style is usually just the same. So let me tell you a little bit about that. The styles we have are, the first is win-lose. And in win-lose, we sit there and say, okay, I'm going to win, you're going to lose. I look at conflict as a sporting event.
Right. Right.
And I enjoy it. And some people really enjoy conflict.
There can only be one winner and only one loser.
Only one winner,
one
loser.
One of us is going to win, one's going to lose. Right.
And, well, the problem is when you have a winner, you also have a loser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as far as relationship.
Sounds like Washington, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And one of the things that we find is that there's two dichotomies you have to look at in any conflict. One is the substance of what you're talking about, and the second is the relationship you're going to have with that person. So if you're never going to see that person again, go for the mm-hmm. substance. Mm-hmm. But if, it's, for instance, it's a relationship you have with somebody who's worked for you with 30 years, and you want them to work for you for another 20 years,
right.
You know, maybe don't make such a big deal about the substance because the relationship is important. And
mm-hmm.
so there's a lot of judgment that goes into
it. So are you saying when you go into a conflict or a negotiation, make sure that you have taken into account how much you need to be seen as the winner?
Yes.
Maybe you need to go into this thing not losing, but not coming out on top, so to speak.
Well, you're right, exactly. And then sometimes...
Kind of like with my wife. It sounds like when I'm negotiating with my wife, right?
Exactly.
You know, I want to win, but I can't let her believe that I've won. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, pretty much, yeah, exactly. And sometimes you want to win, and these are all judgment calls. Now, on the other hand, some people have a lose-win negotiation style, and they will sit there and lose the negotiation. Now, why would a rational person accept a deal that wasn't good for them? Well, partly because they want to preserve the relationship,
mm-hmm.
and they're worried that...
Those people are thinking long-term, not short-term.
Well, sort of, because one of the problems is that they give in to preserve the relationship, but what happens? After a while, you start feeling like a doormat,
right.
And that relationship is doomed to end.
I do believe a lot of women do that. A lot of women, because they like keeping the peace, they like, you know, they don't like conflict a lot of times. I think I've seen this in my life where women probably, you know, allow that to happen just because they don't, they want to keep the long-term thing going. What do you think?
Women do it, and I wonder if that
creeps over into their behavior in the marketplace, ladies. I wonder if is that a question you should ask yourself when you're negotiating in the marketplace?
Yeah, women do avoid conflict more than men,
mm-hmm.
but it's not astronomical. I would say that out of the conflict avoiders, probably maybe 62-63% are women and maybe mm-hmm. about
Oh no, plenty of men, men plenty of men are like that too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's not cliche to say that women are but back to the point there. Sometimes is the lose win another way of saying lose the battle but win the war?
Yeah. Yeah. And then sometimes people lose win just because they don't like conflict.
Yeah.
And it gets it over with really quickly
mm-hmm.
to them.
But if the other person knows that you're like that, you'll be taken advantage of.
You will be. And that's what happens, is that people tend to find each other. People who are win-lose and people mm-hmm. who are lose-win tend to find each other. And then that relationship is very rocky because it's not sustainable. Now, in compromise, you figure, okay, I'll get some of what I want, but give up of some of what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go into a negotiation already planning to what they're going to give up, and that's not a good way to do that because you just assume that giving up is a natural part of negotiation,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't have to be.
And there, as we go to the break, Tom, there's another negotiating watchword that husbands should always remember. When mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's right. just kidding. You know I love you. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with Tom Anastasi, Dr. Tom Anastasi, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. We're talking about conflict resolution. How good are you at that? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.